Money from Delaware's settlement last week with DuPont and two spinoff companies over PFAS contamination in the state will go to the state environmental and health agencies. It can be used for sampling, cleanup, research, and development, as well as environmental justice grants for things like community health clinics. Proponents of the settlement note it gets Delawareans money faster than litigation likely would. But DenRec Secretary Sean Garvin says the money won't be spent overnight. He says it could help the state develop regulations limiting PFAS in drinking water.
We've been going out and doing sampling and those kind of things, and so we look at this funding to help support continuing those efforts and just getting a better handle and moving towards creating a potentially a state contaminant level if the federal government doesn't get to it first.
The state could also get up to an additional $25 million, depending on whether other states secure similar settlements with the companies. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.